Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dennis Rancourt has a PhD in physics. He is a former tenured full professor and has published over 100 articles in leading science journals. Rancourt and his team have used all-cause mortality data to prove there have been about 17 million deaths as a result of official COVID-19 measures, but not from COVID, which was a lie.
As far as I can tell from all-cause mortality data that we've been studying extensively for a long time, there's no such thing as a viral respiratory pandemic.
He explains all this in his essay entitled, There Was No Pandemic, which you can find on his Substack.
There was no pandemic, in the sense that there was not a particularly virulent new pathogen that was spreading and causing death. That is not what happened. What happened was huge assaults against vulnerable people by many different methods, and every time you did that, you caused excess mortality. In all the countries where they were not doing that, there was absolutely no excess mortality, even if it was a jurisdiction that was right beside the one that was doing this.
Rancourt explains a science of psychological murder that has been officially studied and documented for well over a century. It wasn't just the spike protein that killed us. It was the whole damn thing.
Psychological stress and social isolation are dominant determinants of an individual's health. That causes a suppression of your immune system, and you're going to get some kind of infection, cancer, heart disease, and very often the lungs are very exposed to the environments and they're subjected to all the bacteria that you live with all the time. You get bacterial pneumonia. And it's a huge killer when a society is stressed, meaning all of its individuals are stressed. The kind of psychological stress that kills you is when your entire world is turned upside down. Your whole life you thought you had a place in the world, and it's gone. That will kill you within a very short time. We always occupy a dominance hierarchy, a social dominance hierarchy. That is how we organize our societies because we are social animals. It is a fundamental truth of how we organize societies. The stress that is intended to keep you in your place within that dominance hierarchy is an everyday chronic stress. And the stressors have to keep changing how they're going to stress you because you get habituated to the stress. So they have to randomly hit you with hard things every once in a while to really make sure you understand what your place is. That stress is one of the biggest determinants of health. But we have to admit that medicine itself is a massive killer. It's a massive cause of premature death of individuals.
Modern Western medicine is officially recognized as the third highest cause of death. It was designed to be a way of controlling the population.
The role of medicine as an institution in our society is to maintain the dominance hierarchy, is to keep people sick and to put them in their place. It's just part of that institutionally.
Financed by the Carnegie Foundation and published in 1910, the Flexner Report was used to outlaw natural medicine practices in America. The Rockefeller Foundation then funded a new kind of medicine, an inverted form of healthcare that utilized petrochemical drugs and experimental surgery to keep people sick and, in many cases, kill the patient. As Dennis Rancourt has pointed out, this is how societies have been run for centuries. A declassified document entitled Geomagnetic Factors in Spontaneous, Subjective, Telepathic, Precognitive, and Postmortem Experiences, as well as Decades of Trauma-Based Mind Control Research, shows us that the CIA and our governments are well aware of the deadly effects that traumatizing a population can induce. They are killing us with fear and trauma. This is known as psychogenic death or psychosomatic death. It is the phenomenon of sudden death brought about by strong emotional shock. Chairman of the Department of Physiology at Harvard Medical School, Walter Cannon, called it voodoo death because mind control is the main method used in voodoo rituals, which is well understood by our world leaders. Bill and Hillary Clinton spent their honeymoon in Haiti at a voodoo ritual, which Bill claims inspired him to run for political office.
I was particularly intrigued by the voodoo religion. Voodoo's central ritual is a dance during which spirits possess believers. On the most interesting day of the trip, I got the chance.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Thursday, January 11th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a massive four-hour transmission that kicks off now. We are 298 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 31 seconds out from this incredibly important election. Thank you so much for joining us and watching and listening and sharing today. The quickening's here. All hell's breaking loose. I'm going to give you some of the incredible headlines and information and guests that are coming up today. I first saw this headline very early this morning, went and checked it. It's true. Fox News, AP, they're all reporting it. Sweden's defense minister warning to brace for war with Russia sends public into panic. Lines grabbing food, gasoline, emergency supplies. NATO and Sweden have been saying this for weeks. Russia has laughed and said, that's insane. We have no intention of invading or attacking Sweden. Obviously, Sweden borders areas close to Russia. They've said that because of NATO's aggressive stance, they may have to beef up troops. But that they know attacking Sweden would lead to nuclear war. They have no intention of doing that, but it doesn't matter. It's all over the news that the Russians, with no evidence, are going to attack Sweden. This is a major escalation. We're going to be laying that out and going over that. Then, Elon Musk has thrown down the gauntlet again. The World Economic Forum, the EU, the UN are all meeting in Davos starting today on top of a mountain in Switzerland. And they're saying the most important issue in the world is misinformation and disinformation and silencing, overhead shot please, anyone that stands in the way of their lies. Elon comes out and says by misinformation, WF means anything that conflicts with its agenda. Bingo, bingo, bingo. And they are coming after Elon. The World Economic Forum will be discussing disease X coming up on the January 17, 2024, as part of their annual meeting. And again, it kicks off with a precursor meeting the week before, then officially kicks off coming up in about a week or so. So we've got all of that information. With fresh warnings from the World Economic Organization that an unknown disease X would result in 20 times more fatalities than the coronavirus pandemic, with novel efforts are needed. As they try to get the UN treaty to take over your borders, your transportation, your medicine, your body, your medical systems, the communications, censorship. They're rolling out the CBDC cashless society. They're rolling out the collapse of the borders. They're rolling out the wars. They're rolling out the cutting off of the energy. It's all happening. And they hyped, get ready for disease X, months before they released COVID in 2020, early 2020. Was really released a few months before that. Absolutely incredible. Germany ponders banning its second most popular political party. Banning of parties and candidates happening everywhere in the West now, a classic sign of incredible totalitarianism. The UN has put out new reports saying uncharted territory, doom and total destruction. We don't hand total control over to them. They say starvation and mass death, but they're doing it by cutting off the energy, the fertilizer, the fuel to the tractors that till the fields. You have lived to see it. We are inside the New World Order, BlackRock, Rothschild takeover. Incredible information. Constitutional lawyer and good friend of mine, very smart cookie, Robert Barnes, is going to be joining us in the second and third hour, riding shotguns, another great lawyer, Viva Free, out of Canada. We'll be covering the 2024 election. We'll be covering the wars. We'll be covering the power grabs. We'll be covering the court cases. We'll be covering the AGs of states fighting back against the carbon neutral system that no one's ratified here in the U.S., but that'll literally double prices of energy, which you've already seen double in the last 5 years. Then Roger Stone will host the fourth hour on a deep dive on the 2024 election. The Iowa caucus is starting, and so much more. A jam-packed 4 hours. And every segment of this show will be absolutely filled with critical data and information. Also, the federal government's put out new documents confirming that illegal aliens are voting, and they want them to vote in federal elections. We have the federal documents. We will continue to go over that. Chris Christie drops out of the 2024 presidential election. The word is, and I've got this from other sources, not just Vivek Ramaswamy, that we are about to see DeSantis drop out and become the VP of Nikki Haley. And they believe with those two combinations, they'll have enough to beat Trump in places like New Hampshire. It's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, this is a participation sport in the info war. We have a major crack in the enemy dam with Elon Musk and X and bringing back freedom to it more than any mega site. Yeah, we got Rumble. Yeah, we got InfoWars, but they're small compared to X. And everybody's got to go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter, formerly Twitter, X now, and take the live show feed and email it and text message it and share it everywhere so that instead of having a few million viewers today on X, which is awesome, on top of our millions of viewers here on radio stations and InfoWars, it can chain reaction. You share it, you tell them to share it, you tell them to tell those they share it with to share it, and it creates a massive effect. Breaking bombshell, Elon Musk takes on WEF, UN, EU plan to center free speech worldwide, take over national medical systems, dissolve borders, and enforce a global CBDC cashless society. We are live at Real Alex Jones on X right now, and instead of the day ending and there'll be 2 million views on this, we want it to be 10 million. And if you go to Real Alex Jones and you follow us there and you tell others too and you share it and say, hey, the people are fighting back. There's a globalist New World Order takeover. And Elon Musk has blown up the enemy gates so we can politically, nonviolently in the info war, enter and free the captives. This is happening. This is going down right now. All right, let me do this. Let me first get into the situation with Sweden. We're going to go to break in a few minutes, and I'm going to come back. But I've been watching this very closely. As other countries begin to join NATO, Russia has said as long as it's not Ukraine or a former satellite of the Soviet Union on our border, you're not going to have an issue. And they've said we don't care. And it's ridiculous. Pull the headlines up. Russia denies wanting to attack Sweden. But they are hyping it. Will they stage some type of false flag and claim Sweden's been attacked? Hitler started World War II officially in Operation Himmler with subsection Gleiwitz, where they attacked their own German military communications radio base on the Polish border and officially kicked off World War II. And they would not be hyping all this if they weren't considering it. We've caught Zelensky twice firing missiles into Poland, but the Poles shot them down and got the tail numbers because the missiles didn't fully detonate, and they were fired out of Ukraine, and they have the radar trajectory. So it sounds insane. It sounds hard to believe this could happen, but that's how crazy the world has gotten. As we go to break, please remember, these are the last few days. I've been so busy with news. I've been pumping new specials. It's the biggest special of the year. Happens at Christmas and the New Year. We've extended it through to just a few more days. We're selling out of so many of our great products that are game-changing. Free shipping is still at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, up to 60% off. We're selling out of X2. We're selling out of DNA Force Plus. We're selling out of HGH Max Boost. We've already sold out of Bodies and Krill Oil and just so many of the other great products. We have other new products in, like Next Level Foundational Energy with methyl folate and B-complex. It doesn't stimulate your body the artificial way with stimulants. It cleans out your cells and rejuvenates them and lets them put out more energy. Look up methyl folate. We have the best type of it with the best combination of B-complex. Get Next Level Foundational Energy now, 30% off, selling out at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can call and ask any questions of our operators and make your order over the phone or at InfoWarsStore.com. But this is a game changer. Check out the amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Intensifying, and I'll tell you why before we get into the big news. Sweden's defense minister warning to brace for war with Russia, sending the people of the country into panic, gasoline, food buying, you name it. We're coming to the end of the Bretton Woods Agreement and Bretton Woods II. At the end of World War II, the dollar began to become the world reserve currency, but after a meeting decades later, Bretton Woods II, and deals with the Arabs to denominate oil only in the dollar and other nations to agree, everything shifted to the dollar. Most of you know that, but for new listeners, I'm breaking it down. Now with the BRICS movement, you have 70%+ of the population of the world moving on to a new system. So you have Bretton Woods 1, and you have Bretton Woods 2 in the 70s, Bretton Woods 1 at the end of World War II, or close to it. And then the inflation slowly begins and now is accelerating to the end of the old system and a new system. So the EU 2 weeks ago rolled out its central bank digital currency that tracks and controls everything you do. Now they start phasing out regular money. The Chinese have already had it in place for 5-6 years. Now I got 7. Wow, time flies. The Federal Reserve's got it ready. Canada's got it ready. They're tying it in with this other systems to give you ESG corporate scores for your political correctness, carbon credit scores to track and trace and tax everything you do. That's why they're following the central bank edicts of BlackRock and the WEF through UN agreements to cut off pipelines and cut off productions of milk and beef and chicken. And they're killing herds all over the world and shutting down farm production and saying organic farming's bad to artificially depress the world economy on top of inflation, the worst possible combination, stagflation, beyond stagflation. Inflation is a pure weapon to vertically consolidate power. What happened during the couple years of lockdown? The average billionaire doubled their wealth. The big companies tripled their wealth on average. The average person lost half their wealth. And now 67% of Americans are paycheck to paycheck living in deep debt. They get richer, you get poorer. Weaponization of the economy. So how do they get you not to see that? They make it about wokeism. They make it about racial division, religious division. They implode the third world, flood the first world. Organize that into a weaponized group. They create every form of cultural divide and an angrier world, as Klaus Schwab said. So we're all distracted, divided, and conquered, fighting with each other. People are not starving. They're being starved. Millions at risk of famine. NGOs warn. So the UN's NGOs are little propaganda bureaus that are owned and run by UN members that go out and get the UN money to go save the third world. Through the direct policies of COVID lockdown killed over 80 million people the last 4 years. Look it up. And the UN admits that and gives their own numbers, and those are real numbers. But they don't say, by the way, it's our policy that did this. They say the virus did it. No, their lockdowns of the third world that were way more intense and much longer than even what you saw in Australia and China. They have big polls by Gallup and others of the illegals coming in to Europe and the U.S., why are you here in the UK? 90%+. I have no job. We're starving. And it's only the military-age men that are strong enough to get here. The women and children are starving to death. It's not just the 17-plus million they killed with the poison shots. The real death is shutting off the economy. The bureaucrats and the corporations control the economy. As they vertically integrate the economy and consolidate power, they murder people en masse. And Elon Musk has warned them that if you destroy civilization, you won't be able to have certain redoubts of it, and certain city-states still have it, the Hunger Games model. It will destroy the elite as well. And anybody that studies history and has common sense knows that. The wars that are going to come out of the starvation and the inflation are being blamed on global warming. The viruses that come out of the labs are being blamed on global warming. The third world hordes being organized by the UN to invade are being blamed on global warming. The mass starvation is blamed on the virus. And everywhere we're told it's going to get worse. Billions are coming. Al Gore and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and the Rothschilds and the and Davos Group and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari say billions are coming to Europe. A billion are coming to the U.S. because of climate change. No, because you cut their economy off because the IMF and World Bank controls the loans and ordered lockdowns. And because you have orchestrated the climate and the political and corporate and economic and spiritual ecclesiastical atmosphere of the post-industrial world, which is the UN Treaty, Rio de Janeiro, 1992, for Agenda 21 to be in place by 2020, and they launched operation from beta to full operational in 2000, and now they've had the first level of their booster, using a rocket analogy, set loose, decouple, and now they're going into the second phase of their booster, which is the collapse of civilization. The third stage is mass depopulation, which has already begun. The collapse is here. And Trump comes out and says, I hope it happens now instead of when I get in office in 10 months. No, they're waiting. Biden has done everything he can while sucking the economy dry to prop it up and to actually authorize emergency oil production and draining of the strategic oil reserve. He tried to use Venezuelan oil and others when the Arabs cut oil production a year ago to boost prices. So now he said, okay, you can drill, 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 but only until the election. And that shows you how scared they are that they know this is all going down. That shows you the technocrats know they've gone too far. They're in a very weak position because they were supposed to roll out their New World Order and have everybody censored, but they couldn't shut down Alex Jones because I had supporters and people spreading the word, warriors. And now they got Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand and Elon Musk to deal with. Because when the rubber meets the road and the crisis gets so serious, whether you're Joe Rogan or Elon Musk, they finally say, man, this New World Order is real. This plan to depopulate and enslave the planet's real. I shouldn't go along with this. I shouldn't be part of this. This is insane. And Elon tells them at the Davos Group and tells them at the WEF meetings, your global government's going to get out of control. Even if you're successful imploding things, it'll create a world so dangerous, we're all going to die in a nuclear war. Stop! But they're maniacs, and they're committed to it. So you can say Elon's good or bad. Maybe he just is a realist and wants to survive. And I can't sit here as a Monday morning quarterback or a backseat driver and say he could have done better here or there. He goes from doing incredible things the last few years for freedom to doing tip-of-the-spear stuff. And if you don't know that X is the front line in the fight for free speech, and if you don't know that they're coming after him 1,000 different ways, and you sit back as a purist and say, I'm not going to support what he's doing, I'm not going to support his fight for free speech, you are suicidal. You are crazy. This is real. And the Justice Department criminal investigations and the EU investigations and the Wall Street Journal hit pieces, oh, that he smoked pot on TV once and he's going to, you know, have his corporate positions taken. It's because they're desperate and they're scared. All right, I'm going to hit the war news out of Sweden. Then I'm going to tie it into Elon Musk taking the gloves off and coming out saying the whole Davos Group, New World Order, is a fraud that wants to cut off your energy and depopulate your ass. That's right. We're all Alex Jones now. Stay with us.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah,
gentlemen, I've already mentioned a lot of the key news. I want to drill into it. I had a big guest joining us in the next hour. Come up in about 30 minutes. So we're coming to the end of a system that they used predatorily with quadrillions of dollars they printed for themselves while leaving us with a debt to phase that out and bring in through crises a new global system that's 50 times worse, totally controls your life with central bank digital currencies, carbon taxes, universal basic incomes, that's salary, austerity, and more. So here it is, Fox News. Sweden's defense ministry warning to brace for war sends public into panic. Swedish defense officials warning to brace for war as the nation nears NATO membership has prompted some panic and caused supplies to fly off the shelves, according to reports. For a nation for whom peace has been pleasant companion for almost 210 years, the idea that it is an immovable constant is conveniently close at hand. Swedish civil defense minister Carl Oscar Boland said at folk meeting, the Society of Defense, the national conference in Sweden. But taking comfort in the conclusion has become more dangerous than it has been for a very long time, he said. According to government transcript, many have said it before me, but let me say it as an official capacity. More plainly and with naked clarity, there could be war in Sweden. The commander-in-chief of the Swedish Armed Forces, General Michael Biden, who visited the Eastern Front of Ukraine in December, also spoke at the conference on Sunday, warning all Swedes prepare mentally for the possibility of war as the nation is just two steps short of NATO membership. So this all just broke today or yesterday, but it happened over the weekend. They've released the transcript. We must understand how serious the situation really is and that the people, down to the individual level, are preparing themselves mentally, Biden said, according to the transcript released by the newspaper. Biden later told the newspaper that his intent is not to worry people. No, of course not. My ambition is to get more people to think about their own situation and their own responsibilities, according to BBC. Neighboring Finland, a recent NATO addition, was warned by Russia officials last month that it would be first to suffer should relations further deteriorate. Well, yeah, if you're going to move NATO weapons in and there's a NATO war, yeah, that's a true statement. I'm not dealing, you know, on either side of this. I want peace, but that's common sense. Here's the BBC article they're quoting. Swedish alarm after defense chief's war warning. Swedish minister, commander-in-chief warns of possible war in Sweden. Swedish ministers warn of war. The opposition scolds them for their statements. Russia laughs, says there's not any chance of that unless they attack Russia. Putin sees no threat from NATO expansion, warns against military buildup on Russian borders. Why Russia could not invade Sweden, even if Sweden is not in NATO. Big report on that. Risk of attack on Sweden low while Russian troops in Ukraine. Experts say Sweden to send troops to Latvia, though. Oh, they're going to put people on the Russian border. And it just goes on from there. So you can see who's escalating. It's NATO, just like they overthrew the Ukrainian government 9 years ago. Soros bragged about it. And then they've had internal conflict, making it all about Russia. And now here we are, almost two years into Russia invading Ukraine proper. What an incredibly dangerous situation. And then we look at Latin America, and we look at North America, and we look at Europe, we look at Asia, we look at Australia. They're passing laws and regulations to arrest political opposition, to take people off the ballot, to ban entire political parties that are growing from just a few years ago in obscurity to being the second largest party in Deutschland. That's Germany. Germany ponders banning the second most popular political party because it's set to be the dominant party. Similar to U.S. states to ban Trump from elections, Germany is discussing banning the AfD and its second largest political party. The SPD won the last federal election and struggled to form a coalition. That's because they still can outnumber the other parties. Eventually, it came to terms with the Greens and FDP, dubbed the traffic light coalition based on the colors of the party flags. Problems arose from the start because the FDP is pro-business and the Greens are far from pro-business as you can get. The traffic light has gone from 52% in the election to 33% present today. FDP's price for jumping into bed is a collapse from 11.5% to 5%. This puts FDP on the bubble. It makes a minimum of 5% to be able to be a voting coalition. So they sold out, so that happened. And that's the moral of the story. They had a majority, and they screwed the pooch. And then I've got a whole stack of articles here where the EU and the UN are openly coming in and censoring the Internet. We'll be getting to that here coming up in a few minutes. But the big takeaway here is you have a coalition of the Chi-Coms and the bureaucrats in the EU, Brussels, with a lot of big tech other than X, most of big tech, all of big tech other than X. People always say, well, what about Rumble? What about InfoWars? What about Gab? What about that? That's all growing and great, but it's still not X. It's doubled the amount of people in use on it since Musk took it over a year ago. Because you know, Facebook's stagnant. Google's totally rigged. They're finally seeing erosion of their support and the use. So the longer Musk holds on, the more he puts pressure on them. And while Musk is taking all the heat as this umbrella, InfoWars can operate. Rumble can operate. All of the talk shows and all the independent media groups and Human Events and Jack Posobiec and Steve Bannon and just countless others can now reach individually millions a day. I mean, all those people I mentioned are reaching millions a day, and we're reaching tens of millions on X. I mean, you cannot look at it and deny that Musk is making a real run at these people. Like, there's nothing but amazement, you know. But there's not just evil in the universe, folks. And so it becomes like a purity test of, well, Musk isn't perfect or hadn't been perfect, so I'm not going to, you know, support him. Okay, well, you're not supporting yourself. You can go on X, and you can fight the New World Order, and you can warn people, and you can use it to then invade other social media and inform people in the war. This is a seismic shift. And you should use it. And then we'll see what Musk does in the future. But now, Vivek Ramaswamy is... I mean, I got up at 5 a.m. this morning, and I probably spent an hour I didn't have. Because I saw him trending with hundreds of thousands of posts about him. Hundreds of millions of views. I mean, just rock star. And he just devastates the media. Devastates the New World Order. Devastates the UN. Devastates the carbon tax. Devastates the woke. Devastates the transgender. Devastates the open border. Devastates, 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 devastates. You don't ever put genies back in the bottle like that. You don't. The bird's out of the cage. Pull up a Hunter. Not a Hunter S. Thompson. This other guy. Pull up a Kurt Vonnegut birdcage lithograph or birdcage painting. He sent me one before he died. I talked to him on the phone. Big Lester. I'm proud of that. I love Kurt Vonnegut. Grew up reading. He was my mama's big fan. And the anti-war classical liberal. And you know, he has that birdcage. The symbol of freedom is just a birdcage with the door open. There's no bird. You don't do what Joe Rogan's doing. You don't do what Russell Brand's doing. You don't do what Tucker Carlson's doing. You don't do what Vivek Ramaswamy's doing. You don't do what Elon Musk is doing. You don't do that and ever get back with the New World Order if you were ever even with them. And obviously Joe was not part of it, and you know, Tucker wasn't part of it. He just wasn't awake. You'd say Musk was part of it, but you don't completely turn against them and then devastate their operations and be one of them. Their operatives are more like a Chris Christie that acts like he's conservative or a bird brain Nikki Haley or a DeSantis that clearly sold out to him. I mean, DeSantis is saying, yeah, Trump might become a dictator. BS. We're living under the...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Person, nobody stood up, and the next person, because at least you weren't getting hit first. At least you thought you were buying time by not standing up for yourself, whereas if you would have stood up front, there would have been no way they could have won. What's the famous preacher, Christian preacher, I forget his name, pull up the famous World War II saying. The famous World War II saying, was it like written on a slave labor camp wall? First they came for this group and I wasn't part of the group, so I did nothing. Then they came for that group and I wasn't part of that group, so I did nothing. Then they came for that group and that group. And finally when they came for me, there was nobody left. So you've been here from the beginning. You've understood this. You've stood the test of time and censorship and demonization and attacks. Because you understood submission was the surest form of enslavement and that resistance was victory. But now, we have to understand that we're entering the final battle here. And it doesn't mean if we beat the globalists now, there's some utopia, things will be perfect. Things are a mess. But at least we won't have leaders in every country working under the UN, the globalists, BlackRock, the World Economic Forum, which is the Davos group, set to meet, starting their meeting now. It officially meets the 17th. But their working groups are there now on top of that mountaintop. and they think you're stupid, and they think they can manipulate you, and they think they can control you, get you to sign over your life to them, to let them give you all the orders and track and surveil and control you and censor you, and you'll feel like you've run under the wings of a mother bird that's going to protect you when it's a predator that is going to destroy you as sure as the sun came up this morning. So let's look at this news. We have the UN in coordination with the group a year ago. They brought in as an official National Security Council level member. And by that, they're not the National Security Council, but the UN said they are one and signed an agreement that the World Economic Forum is basically their spokesperson, that they are joined at the hip at the Secretary General level to implement the same agendas, that the Secretary General will work in concert with Klaus Schwab as a equal or as a peer or as a co-president, the corporate president of the UN with the Secretary General. So here it is. Climate report. Uncharted territory imperils all life on Earth. I can show you AP articles from 2000. Saying by 2006, all the major cities will be underwater on the coast. Whole countries will disappear. And they did it over and over again. Al Gore, 2007, saying by 2006, you know, it's the same story. The 2023 State of the Climate Report, Entering Uncharted Territory, Oxford. An environmental and social justice climate mitigation pathway of a planet in peril. And they say, we want climate lockdowns, we want social justice, we want universal basic incomes during this crisis they have created. The UN climate report, with Reuters breaking it down, how there's a global emergency, no food, everything collapsing in the third world, the UN's coming to the savior when they put the policies in that created it. Scientists outline a bold solution to climate change, biodiversity loss, social justice, injustice. And what did Elon Musk say about it, amongst other things? Misinformation takes the top spot in the prestigious World Economic Forum top global risk ranking. You can type into a search engine. UN says misinformation, disinformation, number one threat. Translated, free speech. People saying no to, hey, we're going to cut the fertilizer off of the farmers, and we're going to put taxes on the fuel you use for your tractors on top of the taxes. People say, we're almost bankrupt already. We feed you. What are you doing? Well, we don't care. Because, again, they want to say it's climate change. There's no food. No, it's them shutting down the system. It was Martin Niemöller that said that, Lutheran minister, an early Nazi supporter who was later imprisoned for offending Hitler. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unions, and I did not speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then when they came for me, there was no one left to speak for me. Continuing. So Elon Musk says, by misinformation, the WEF means anything that conflicts with their agenda. In the next 2 years, their number one agenda, misinformation and disinformation, censorship, surveillance, control. Number two, extreme weather events, hyping up every hurricane or tornado and saying it's the worst ever when it's not. Fear. Societal polarization. While they push to divide everybody, and the major universities across the world say blacks and whites shouldn't even be together, they then talk about the problem of polarization they're creating. Cyber insecurity. While the globalists launch the cyber attacks and frame people. Look at Vault 7 CIA release. Snowden. So make you insecure. Remember what Klaus Schwab said, a cyber attack will make COVID look like an inconvenience comparatively. Number five, interstate armed conflicts. Yep, using war they fund and control. Number six, lack of economic opportunity. So again, number one, misinformation, disinformation. Number two, extreme weather events. Number three, societal polarization. Number four, cyber insecurity. This is their battle plan. They're telling you they want to stop, but it's everything they're doing. Number five, interstate armed conflict. Number six, lack of economic opportunity as they shut down the world economy and shut off lending. Number seven, inflation caused by all the big central banks' policies that run the system. Number eight, involuntary migration. They implode, they shut off economies, the UN organizes them, they flood the West, and then they pose as a savior. Number nine, economic downturn, which again, they're engineering with the entire globalist policy. Oh, number 10, pollution. But the main target is humans and population. And then they're hyping disease X that's going to kill way more people than COVID. And we've got to have a UN global treaty to save you. Breaking, the World Economic Forum will be discussing disease X on the January 17, 2024 as part of their annual meeting in Davos, with fresh warnings from the World Health Organization that an unknown disease X could result in 20 times more fatalities than the COVID virus pandemic. What novel efforts are needed? And we have the UN treaty to take control of not just your health care or your governments, but every facet of your life. All the treaties, all the control, all the censorship, all the open borders, all the programs, they're all going into place right now. Continuing, the 19th report that just came out today ahead of the Davos group that starts their meeting now but officially kicks off on the 17th. The Global Risk Report, and it details everything I just mentioned here. When you look at it on its face, a five-year-old would know they're the ones quarterbacking it and exacerbating it as badly as they can. Global Risk 2024, at a turning point. And then it looks forward to 2034, over the limit. How we're all going to be dying and dead, and we do everything they say, but then their real policies are instituting total collapse by then and total death. See, they're the saviors to save you from the project they're running. They control the opposition to their own operation by saying they're the ones trying to stop it. You need to read this report. I've scanned over it. I've X'd it out. I've tweeted it out, posted it on X. We'll be talking about it more. I have the UN treaty here in front of me. I have all the fear-mongering. I have a big stack of all their censorship and admitting we're going under UN censorship. I mean, it's already here. And then Elon Musk comes out, and not just that tweet I mentioned, but an interview with me 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, all the other stuff you've seen. And you look at the Republican Party, they're not doing one-tenth as much Elon Musk is doing. And I got to tell you, Vivek Ramaswamy is talking about the New World Order and the carbon taxes and the globalist agenda. Trump, I watch his speeches a little bit. He needs to be on this, that he's not just running against Jack Smith and the Democrats and their attempt to remove him off the ballot, but they are UN-controlled operatives. Yeah, China was a project of the globalists, so it was used to buy off and control people, but China broke with the U.S. in the last eight years. Started about 9 years ago. And they're still evil and bad in a competing system and basically where we're going. But it's like an evil twin that split off, or like Stalin and Hitler, who were buddies at the start of World War II, fighting with each other. The Chi-Coms, the New World Order, it's all one and the same. But people around the world, from China to Germany to Russia to the U.S. to Mexico to Brazil, everywhere, to the U.K. to Sweden, to South Africa, to Libya, we're all under attack by the same globalist policies. All right, Robert Barnes, Viva Free are coming on, two great lawyers, really smart cookies, to talk about this and a lot more, and election 2024, and what we can do, and all this hyping of war in Sweden. Please remember, I'm listener supported, plus I've got great products that when you take them, you're going to want them again. The supplements are amazing. Still, we have store-wide free shipping. It's going to end very soon, the next few days. Double Patriot points. Great products there that are selling out. A lot of products have already sold out. Infowarsstore.com. And, folks, you need to get this incredible product, Next Level Foundational Energy, that is not a stimulant. It goes into your cells and has them supercharged. Look into it and realize we have a great product here. Infowarsstore.com, Next Level Foundational Energy, and so much more at Infowarsstore.com. While you're ready, get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, or the other one, The Great Reset. We'll be right back. Stay with us, hour number two.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Jack.